The nice, thank you. Called order the meeting of the Groundwater Replenishment System Steering Committee of Monday, January 8th, 2024. Prior to the meeting, we have a public service announcement by OCWD President Kathy Green.
Kelly died in office, and we are holding his vacancy, Bruce Whitaker. Bruce, can you join us?
Thank you. Okay, if you'll all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll lead. Place right hand over your heart. Repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Roll call, Director Wonka.
Here.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Gallagher?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Here.
Director Shaver? Director Tran? Here. Director Yeo?
Here.
Director Uten? Director Dina Nguyen? Director Andrew Nguyen? Director Sheldon? Director Burns?
Here.
You do have a quorum of your committee.
Thank you. Our first item is the annual reorganization of committee officers. This is chair and vice chair. Do you have any that the nomination for chair this year will come from OCWD and the vice chair will be a member from OC San. Do we have a nomination for chair?
I would like to nominate Bruce Whitaker as chair.
I'll second that. Can we do a voice vote? Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. We'll open it up for the election of vice chair.
I'll nominate Director Vanka.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you. Move on to public comments. Public. Let's note that Director Shaver and Director Tran have both arrived.
Chair, I think this is a public meeting. All the doors are locked. We can get in.
I got in.
I know because you got here earlier, 4 or 5 close.
Thank you for informing us. The benefits of being late. You're locked out there? There's all these people out there with pitchforks and torches.
Yes.
Okay, I'll hold on until we get confirmation that the doors are not locked anymore.
We have staff going out there and making sure that the door is open.
I don't know. High tech over here at OCWG.
OC Salmon just put a chair out.
Get
off the door open.
2x4.
Yeah.
Better than some of the other things we could lock the door with. It's better. Director Belodia? My car calls you.
Door is open.
All right, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to public comment. If there are any members of the public present that would like to speak, please raise your hand. The clerk will call upon you. Clerk, do we have any electronic or online comments? Any written submitted comments? Members of the public? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to consent calendar. We have one item. This is the minutes of the previous meetings. Do we have a motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? The item passes. Move on to informational items. Item 2 is a GWRS operations update.
Cool. Yes, I have a brief verbal update. So since our last meeting, our reporting period October through December of 2022, which was the last quarter of 2023, We average around 115 MGD through the GWRS. Our production to date in the fiscal year in the Orange County Water District fiscal year goes from July 1st to June 30th. So from July 1st to December 31st of 2023, the production was 60,000 acre feet. And our production goal for the year, based on our original budgeting, was 134,000 acre feet for the year. And to date, that leaves us about 7,700 acre feet short of our of where we would be in 134,000 acre feet per year production goal. There's some key events that kind of lead into why we're not at that. During the last quarter, the reporting period, we did have two planned outages. Both were related to the Division of Drinking Water site visit for their final inspection visit, which is a requirement of our operating permit for the final expansion. So on the 8th, we had an outage to help prepare some of the software changes that they wanted in our SCADA system. And then on November 13th was their actual visit, where we had a planned or stage outage in their presence to show that when we trigger certain alarms within our computer or process control system, our SCADA, that we would automatically shut down the plant upon certain water quality parameters reaching above a normal threshold. So there was a whole day of that testing going on. And then originally, the prior period, the prior quarter, as well as partially into this quarter, we did have a no plant two flows from OC San, as we mentioned before, due to some priorly planned construction projects that we had coordinated previously from August 7th to October 3rd. And then currently we're in the process of replacing membranes in 9 of our 27 RO units. So we'll track that as we go. That may lower production a little bit as we go forward. But the other issue that we're dealing with a little bit is that we still have relatively high groundwater levels, both at our where we have our seawater intrusion barrier and where we have what we call our mid-basin injection wells, or wells where in the middle part of the basin, we have 5 wells that we inject directly into the aquifer. Both are at lower than normal production demands because of high groundwater levels. So that limits our production, even with everything being normal, to around 122 to 123 MGD, because that's our limitation on what we can send in our GWRS pipeline based on our existing pumping station and not having enough demand at the barrier. Right now, the seawater intrusion barrier demand is as low as 13 to 15 MGD. During high, lower or normal groundwater levels, we'd be probably closer to 20 to 25 MGD. Our mid-basin injection well field would normally have a demand around 7 to 8 MGD, and at times it's as low as 5 to 7 because of high groundwater levels. So we'll see if that trend continues. Obviously, a lot of that has to do with the precipitation, the amount of pumping of groundwater, which we hope will also increase as more and more of the water district's PFAS treatment systems go online, that more of our producers will begin to put more wells back online that were affected by higher PFAS concentrations that were above the notification or response level. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions? Director Schock.
Do our wells have a filtration system and at the end? I know a lot of the independent, like Rome State Water, has been putting this on their pumps. Do we have that?
On the wells that we operate, we only operate the wells for injection. And when we do inject water, we don't have any filtration there. We're going on the treatment that passes through GWRS as our main source of treatment. Although we do have the ability to clean or backwash the wells, and we do that by using external air compressor system or built-in submersible pumps to help clean the well if it fouls over time. Various producers have different treatment systems, filters, when they pull the water back out, or and some, like we're talking about, are now adding PFAS treatment systems on their individual wells. But that's up to the individual groundwater producers that use groundwater.
Are some of the backwashing, what do you think, sand?
Not in ours, it's just purely mechanical agitation using compressed air or hydraulic fluid to pull it back up, water basically to clean the well column itself. And
our rival, the Fort Worth water treatment facility, that's my son works there, they're still using sand and backwashing. So I sent them all the information I got from you on our new filtration system, and they're taking a look at it. So it's good. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you, Mahol. We'll move on to item number three. This is the Orange County Sanitation District Plan number two salinity investigation update. Rob?
I'm parliamentarian here.
This is a PDF, right? Is that why?
Probably.
Yeah.
So when last we met, we were talking about how water coming through our collection system in Newport Beach, especially, and Huntington Beach, had some high salinity levels. We worked through all that last month. We really looked at the area down along 15th Street, between 15th and A Street Pump Station. That's where we saw a big increase in salinity. Just for your reference, we saw 17 parts per thousand. 33, 35 parts per thousand is seawater. You would expect that number to be around 1,000 for regular old generic wastewater. So there's obviously some sort of tidal influence. We did a lot of work, a lot of investigation since that point. We designed a study to go find where this water may be coming from. It was a cooperative effort. You're going to see a lot of pictures coming up for the city of Newport Beach. Thank you, Mr. Mikoyevich, for being here tonight. Water district staff and sanitation district staff. A lot of work was done to try and lay out where the water's coming from, what the network looks like, and approach this in a very systemic way, starting at our manholes, kind of working out to find where those points of entry might be for the salt-laden water. Here's an example. If you kind of draw in, you can see this manhole where there's flow-through water going to the sanitation district. But then there are these lateral feeds. That would be this red manhole right here. So sanitation district line is coming across the street in Balboa. It's, if you're looking at the manhole again, that water is coming directly to us. So we are able at one manhole to know, is the water salt that's attributable coming from this direction, which would be roughly north, this direction roughly south, and this direction roughly east. So staff could pull one manhole, take samples, check the salinity in each of those, and then follow up where the source was coming from. We decided that in looking at all the data over time, it was very jumbled. So it wasn't clear what the pattern was. And in giving it a little thought, what we came to notice is in the middle of the night, we always saw high salinity levels relative to the water. During the day, it would be hit or miss. So the idea is that it's probably steady flow into the system. There's some sort of infiltration coming in. Middle of the night, you'll see higher levels because there's less dilution water. Oh. People aren't using their plumbing at home. These are mostly residential areas. So if people are asleep, not using their plumbing, same amount of seawater is coming in is the theory. You should see the higher level. And we did kind of see that pattern. It was very distinguishable, and we were able to follow up. So we have some good results. The team basically was groups of three that would go out. They would pull the manhole cover, do the sampling. There's obviously a lot of safety, traffic control that's involved. So again, cooperation is the theme. A lot of people are working really hard to find where this salt water could be coming from. This is how the instrumentation works. It's a very simple detector. You scoop down with a long pole, reach, get a sample, put the detector in. You can see relative salt levels are right there.
Do you do the sampling only at night?
We did it only at night because during the day, sure, it's been hit or miss.
Traffic. Oh, okay.
Not only hit or miss, but with higher flows, the dilution water,
sure,
or wastewater is higher. So this was a much better evening out of the process. the middle of the night, we have very little inflow. So more hits, as you can see here in the results for saltwater. So what you don't want are these darker colors. Green is generally okay, less than 5 parts per thousand. So you can see we did find the hits in the manhole system. Those are all being turned over to the city to begin their investigation. It'll take some cleaning, some CCTV work. This is a long-term commitment on all of our parts to minimize this. It isn't going to be something that you're going to find that one smoking gun. It's a quick, easy thing. We may find that some of these inputs are private laterals. We may find that someone's got a basement that has some water intrusion and they're pumping out that leaking groundwater into the basement. That's been something we've noticed in the area. So there's a lot of things it could be, and it will take a lot of continuing effort. But the important thing to note is that we're all working together. So we have finished our initial samplings of 10 manholes, which kind of went upstream. There are an additional few that we have to finish off, but we believe we have found a lot of where sort of these small death by many cuts intrusions are happening. We will continue to work with the city of Newport Beach on CCTV closed circuit television to look for those gushers, as we call them in the wastewater industry, where water is intruding into the pipe. But again, the most important thing is the people cooperating to do the work. All three agencies have been working hand in hand. OC San will tend to now back out of the process. It's we believe mostly in the city's purview. We don't have the ability to get into their system, but we are there as a resource for both OCWD and City of Newport Beach. With that, I can answer any questions you might have on the issue.
Rob, do we have any way to compel the City of Newport Beach to fix this issue because of that intrusion?
We will continue to work cooperatively. I mean, it's in everyone's best interest not to pump unnecessary water, because they have pump stations in the area too. So I think it's more a case of us working together for our mutual benefit. Yes, there are requirements to prevent INI, which is infiltration and inflow. But I think it's to all of our benefits just to work together.
They do have other systems in there that this is affecting.
Of course, they have their own pump stations around the system, and they're pumping this extra water also.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Rob.
So what was the time frame again, Rob? You had mentioned that OC San's efforts are kind of backing off a little bit, and the city's going to, it's more or less in the city's hands right now. What can we expect to be done over, say, the next 3 months?
Over the next 3 months, OC San will finish getting back to the manholes that we didn't get to. We had a plan in place to hit a certain number of manholes, and this is a better map. We will continue to, especially in this zone where you don't see any information, those were the areas where the manholes had high H2S levels. So for safety reasons, that particular night, we couldn't open the manholes. So we'll finish off our preliminary survey in the next 3 months and hand it over, I think, mostly to the city at that point to begin the effort to chase down all the hot spots that we've identified.
Any other questions, Mike?
Did you say sulfuric acid was coming in?
Hydrogen sulfide,
rotten egg smell. It's a common problem in sewers, and it's also a common problem in the city of Newport Beach with the oil-bearing formations that exist. There are sands that have high H2S levels, especially along PCH. They may or may not be in play. It's pretty rare for sewage that's so fresh to have that much H2S. So it seems like there may be a little oil influence there with some H2S coming in.
Could there be some solids built?
In the main, no, because we've looked at our pipe. Our pipe is all newly lined. It was completely lined a few years ago, so it's pretty slick, and we have CCTV in our line.
Sometimes though you'll get solids build up if the flows aren't large enough to carry the solids to the lip station.
The dilution water, we haven't had that problem in this case.
That gave me a really gross visual perspective.
We call that business. Yeah.
Not roasting.
Yeah. Our bread and butter.
Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
And thanks to the OC San employees for being here tonight. All right. Item 4 is the GWRS fourth quarter outreach report for October through December.
Yeah, we have a short presentation from Gina Ayala, the OCWD Director of Public Affairs, on our outreach over the last quarter.
Okay, good evening, Chair and members of the committee. I have a brief report regarding the fourth quarter outreach. And then given that we are in January, I'll just give a couple highlights of the 2023 year as well. So for the fourth quarter, we continue to have a very active GWRS tour program. So you could see that we hosted 30 tours, and they are from the community, education, industry, international. So we are getting diverse communities of interest attending the tours. We continue to get both virtual and in person. So we're going to continue hosting in that format as well. Speakers Bureau was a very busy fourth quarter period, given that there were a couple of conferences in the fall. And so took the opportunity to have staff present on topics related to the GWRS. OCWD also hosted its groundwater adventure tour. So this was typically an annual event and it took a hiatus. So we hadn't hosted it since 2019, but we revamped it and brought it again to the public. So we were able to host about 75 members of the public on this tour, which included the groundwater replenishment system, among other OCWD facilities. So we'll continue to host that tour on an annual basis. For fourth quarter media, we did have a lot of hits due to the regulations being set for DPR. So we did have a number of water reuse stories on that. And I did want to note that we are working actively with water reuse to have proper messaging around DPR, because there have been a number of articles on that, positive and negative. And then we received the following 7 awards. So you'll see May Hool featured here. So when possible in 2023, we took the opportunity to apply for awards to commemorate the GWRS final expansion. And we apply jointly with OC San, and oftentimes a member of OCWD and OC San were able to accept the awards jointly. So just wanted to mention a couple highlights from 2023. We had the 15th anniversary featuring Jim and Mike as our GMs, where we were able to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the GWRS. We also hosted our final expansion dedication. Media coverage for 2023 was quite prominent, given the final expansion coming online and other notable media articles as well. For 2023, we did have a total of almost 20 awards for the GWRS. So here's a sampling of some, and some were individual awards as well for the GWRS plant and other activities. So definitely getting great recognition for the project. A look ahead. We already, for the first quarter of 2024, we have about 30 tours scheduled. So we're going to continue to host tours both virtually and in person. We will host monthly virtual tours, and then we'll have 6 in-person tours. So we're going to start hosting tours on Saturdays to invite the public and those that can't attend during the week. And then the remaining 4 will be on likely on a Friday. And then we're also going to work with OC San to host tours during your joint, the community open house that you're hosting during the summer. And then we'll take an opportunity, since we have Mike is leaving, we'll take an opportunity. He narrates our GWRS video, so we'll have Mayhol, who's our primary spokesperson on the GWRS, redo those tours as well as the general tour, make sure everything's updated with correct numbers for the final expansion. And then OCWD does host quarterly webinars, so one of them for 2024 will be focused on an element of the GWRS. And that's it. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions, Director Uten?
Drinking the water that legislature allows the GWS to bottle, how is that used in your advertising program or
in the outreach? Yeah, so since 2017, it's been a really great tool in our outreach project and program. We've been able to use it here, but we've also been able to send it internationally. So other areas that are looking to come online with a project like ours, we wanted to increase, you know, knowledge about water reuse and also gain public acceptance for it. So it's been very successful in the water reuse community in helping to do that. Unfortunately, fortunate that the DPR regulations passed, but for the bottling, we're not going to be able to continue to do that anymore because that our process doesn't meet the DPR process. But it's been very helpful and successful on many projects to date.
I have about 10 of those bottles at home. I'm saving them for a rainy day, or you can have them if you want.
Feel free to keep them.
Any other questions or comments?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to director's announcements or reports. I
just wanted to thank my fellow directors at OCWD for the nomination and the support to be able to head this group after its final crowning achievement, the final expansion of GWRS. Thankfully, all the heavy lifting has been done. But it's particularly gratifying to me to be able to do so because I'm beginning my second year at the Orange County Sanitation District, serve as director there, and also 7 of the last 11 years I've been a director on Orange County Water District. So I appreciate your support very much.
Anybody else? Okay, General Manager's report.
Nothing to report.
All right. Our next GWRS steering committee meeting will be April 8th, 2024. And I'd like to adjourn in memory of Director Kelly Rowe. Adjourn. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.